You know, it's kind of funny. Because, you know, what you're saying reminds me of the fall. The story of the fall in Genesis, and how ironic that the one thing that could put them back together again, the tree of life, is forbidden, expressly forbidden, vehemently forbidden, unto them from that point on. And you know, when you think about it, that really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Not to me. I mean, you know, what's the moral in that story? Is there one?
Yeah, it disrupts the master-slave notion and reality. You can see it with all the nutcases today rooting for this dictator or that dictator, and how easy it is to become a dictator. And the idea is once you realize your own power and your own structure and your own interrelatedness and the sources that are available to you, well, then you don't really need anybody. And that's not part of the game. You know, the game is where we're supposed to be, like monkeys in a jungle. You know, apes in a jungle is the more correct thing, but living in little groups and reproducing and making more and eating and going to the bathroom and having sex and this, that, and the other. And while we have more control over our environment than any other being in the world, we still are we are still possessed by the willingness to have some sort of authority over us. And if we become our own authority through hard work and diligence, then we are a threat to the entire system and the entire world and to the rest of humankind, because they're not.